Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, as I said a few minutes ago, what's going on at Twitter? That's a loaded question, but there might be some things going on, maybe even today. Joining us right now to talk about the legacy verified account end date, which may be today, ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, no, it is maybe, I think, is the question mark that is hanging over this whole discussion. But yeah, Elon Musk tweeted earlier this month that today was going to be the day, April 20th, 4:20, was going to be the day that legacy verified accounts were going to be sunset. Supposedly, going forward, the only people who would have a blue check mark next to their profile are people who sign up for Twitter Blue, which is their subscription service. So only people who have blue check marks are people who pay for it.
Yeah, which really calls into question, what's the value other than $8 of that blue check mark, right?
Right. Well, the original conceit of the blue check mark was to cut down on misinformation, right? It was to cut down on impersonations on the platform. If you're a prominent account, you don't want people signing up with your name and photograph and tweeting like scams or off-color comments or something like that.
Sure.
So Twitter would assign you a blue check, and that is how your followers knew that you were the genuine article. You were who you said you were. And a side effect of that was that it came to convey a sense of legitimacy. It came to convey a sort of status symbol, sort of aura. Twitter thought that you were important enough to be impersonated. And that created this sort of internal tension at Twitter between people who had blue check marks and people who didn't. And Elon Musk is banking that the sort of legitimacy that the blue check conveys is worth $8 a month for people. He says in his email to staff when he first took over that he wants half of the Twitter's user base to sign up for this subscription platform in order for the company to weather the upcoming economic storm that he sees. Right now, the best estimates we have, about 0.1 or 0.2% of Twitter users are signed up for Twitter Blue. So quite a ways to go there.
Twitter is not really making a lot of money right now. Is it likely to, is there anything in the works that might start turning a profit for Twitter?
He's certainly hoping it is Twitter Blue in the short term. And again, sunsetting legacy verified checks, taking checks away from people who used to get them for free, he's hoping that will prompt people to who sign up for Twitter Blue and get that check back. I think it's sort of questionable exactly how many people are going to make that calculation. The other sort of longer-term goal that Elon Musk has for Twitter is to create what he calls X, which is the everything app. And we don't really have a version of this in the United States. We like to go to individual apps to do individual things. You go to Uber to call a car. You go to Grubhub to order takeout. In China, there's this app called WeChat that supposedly does all of that, right? It started as a messaging app, but you can also use it to order food or to hail rides and buy things and that sort of thing. Elon Musk thinks that X is going to be that. He's hoping that he can build Twitter into that, but it remains to be seen, whether there's really an appetite for that here in the United States.
Of course, people like you and others that cover technology and cover social media are watching, a little closely today because Elon Musk, in his bizarre sense of humor and his love for marijuana, likes to do things on 420, right?
Yeah, it's weird to talk about this during technology segment.
It's
the weed day. We got to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a number that Elon Musk has a history with. He was sued in 2018 for a tweet that he put out there claiming that he had the funding secured to take Tesla private at $4.20 a share. And he only settled that lawsuit late last year. He also snuck a 420 reference into his original bid to buy Twitter. So, yeah, he seems to find it amusing. It is also the source of a lot of people saying that this is all a big joke. As of right now, I know there are several accounts, Aaron Katursky and Karen Travers here at ABC News. I know they don't pay for Twitter, but they still do have their blue checks as of right now. We'll see what happens later in the day if those go away. But those, I guess, are the ones to keep an eye on. We'll see.
Could be a very interesting day at Twitter. We always appreciate your time, Mike. Thanks so much for checking in.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.